Good.
Yes.
Why live if you can't gamble?
Yeah. Why don't we have six of them?
Do you think
in
Power
the
Trip
metro
Bets
area?
Would live somewhere that doesn't have a casino?
No. That's why he moved there.
Are we staying at his house?
Duh. Sweet. All of us. Everybody. The entire Jefferson Bus Lines trip.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
This is Bets and Quotes. He's Dave, I'm Chuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Vikings Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium, Sunday, November 3rd, 12 o'clock noon. Make your plans to get down here to Kansas City for that game. And if instead you're busy making excuses, I can only quote the great superstar Mike Morris in saying, all excuses are good ones, but none are accepted here. Your thoughts?
Get naked. We are going to Arrowhead. I don't know how many people have reached out to you to try to stay at your place.
Like everyone.
You have like a mansion.
I wish.
But yeah, that guest bedroom is going to be pretty packed.
It is. I think I got about 40 people in there as of right now. So, but that's fine. That's good. The more the merrier. No, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see. I'm hoping they put together like a good Jefferson Lines, future sponsor of this podcast, bus trip along with some hotel rooms, preferably at one of the casinos because most of the casinos have hotel rooms. That would be the money ticket there. Get everybody down here, do some day drinks in. Who knows? We've even got a sports betting bill in the Senate here in Missouri. So there's a chance. How awesome would it be if like we just spent all day Saturday at the casino betting on college football, playing Pie Gow and drinks in?
Oh, my God. I don't think my little heart could take it.
Seriously.
That sounds amazing. That's like Vegas 0.5.
Well, that's the thing. I keep trying to not use the term Vegas when I'm talking about a trip to Kansas City because I don't want to end up in the preposterous statement tournament. But just getting a bunch of rubes together and doing some drinks and gambling and tailgating, it's going to be awesome. And the number of people that have said that they're planning to go, I mean, like from the regulars, you know, you got Parrish has said he's going to probably go. Mr. Z's definitely going to come down. Lieber said that he wants to come. Lawyer Lambert said that he's going to come down. I know Sauce wants to come down. Hawk will probably be working the game. And it even sounds like Corey's up for going. Although with Corey, it's fun to picture Corey like just going to a sporting event. And what I picture in my mind is him sitting up in the press box behind PA and Wobby and sitting at a table working on initials for the next week's initials game.
That's probably fairly accurate.
After he cleans up at some poker here at the local casinos. But yeah, it you know, and 2 days is about perfect for a Kansas City trip. As somebody that lives here, I will tell you, 2 days is about the right number. So plenty of time to get some drinks in and some barbecue in you. So I'm super stoked. If you can't tell, I hope you start seriously thinking about coming down. It is an awesome experience. Arrowhead's a lot of fun. Chiefs fans are super nice people in general. I mean, you get jerks everywhere. I mean, I've seen Viking fans be jerks too. So nobody's exempt from that. But in general, most Chiefs fans are awesome people. And I've worn my Vikings garb to games before, and nobody hassles you or anything like that. And the smoke that rises up on Sunday mornings from that stadium, it's like a slice of heaven. So so make your plans to get down here. I'm stoked. So we will, I had to get that right out there at the beginning.
Of
I could I almost made that the intro, and then we went into the intro music, but I waited for the intro music. So in fact, we I hope we didn't lose Lou Cove, because Lou was probably expecting the twin score like immediately. So I hope you hung with us through the Vikings Chiefs thing, Lou. The Twins are up 3-0 at Houston tonight after winning last night. So I'm guessing Lou's booking World Series tickets at this point.
I don't think Lou needs his erectile dysfunction pills with the Twins on this 4-game winning streak here.
No Blue Chew for Lou?
No Blue Chew for Lou. Great point.
All right. Well, well done, Twins. It's fun that they're still relevant. And I have a feeling we're going to have a Twins-heavy episode next week. So it feels like next week's a good time for a Twins-heavy episode.
Yes.
Indeed. So, all right. Well, we'll do our normal bets update, the quotes update, quotes of the week. And then in your thoughts, we are going to do some audio Tommy's takes. And then we are going to play a very special game with our good friends Cardboard Charlie and Smitty Oom. The game might seem a little bit familiar, but it's not anything that you hear Fridays at 8:20 on the Power Trip. It's nothing like that. It's kind of our own creation here on the Bets and Quotes podcast. So so stay tuned for that. We hope you enjoy the game. But we'll start, as always, with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
All right, we were off last week, so we've still got to update all the golf stuff. So we were very golf-heavy in the betting community. Started off by one of my favorite bets that we've seen in a while. Meat Sauce bet Corey that Jordan Spieth will not win a major in the next 5 years. This is the longest duration bet since I've been doing this. And I obviously won't forget about this bet. I'm hoping that they do eventually, which would be really kind of funny if they completely forget about this and then Spieth wins one in like 4 years. But so your thoughts. You think Meat Sauce overreacted on the poor play of Jordan Spieth of the Masters? Or do you think he's got a shot at winning this? No majors in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty quick twitch. Reaction by Meat Sauce. Obviously, Spieth has won 3 majors already and is kind of pissed down his leg at a couple times at Augusta. Otherwise, he'd have about 5 or 6. And he's so young. He's such a streaky guy when he gets his power going. He's always in the mix at the Masters. So I would definitely think that Spieth would win at least one major in the next 5 years.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see how that one plays out. As far as this year's majors go, we had our first results from the Masters. Tommy,
oh, we did?
Indeed, Tommy Olsen, that old son of a bitch, took home the prize as he selected Tiger Woods. And not only did Tiger Woods beat the rest of the field in the Power Trip bet, he won the whole damn thing, doubling the bet. So instead of winning $220 that Tommy would have won, he wins $440 for that win.
That's sick.
And beyond that, Tommy also had selected Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson as his two golfers in the two golfers one core bet. So that pays out as well. So Tiger Molinari blowing in on the back nine on Sunday and allowing Tiger to get that Masters win netted Tommy $540.
Whoa. Tiger didn't earn that victory?
No, Tiger definitely earned it. He definitely played the most consistent golf over the whole 72 holes. He never had a point where he made mistakes or looked like he was going to start tanking or anything, whereas every other golfer did. Like, they either had a couple of holes or a series of holes where they blew it. So Tiger definitely earned it, but Molinari gave him just a little help.
Yeah, he did. Finau and Koepka did too. They all three of those guys hit it in the water on 12, and then obviously the little pinecone fiasco with Molinari on his third approach to 15. That was kind of crazy too, but yeah, they kind of felt the little Tiger pressure, which was pretty cool to see again. We haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, and you obviously won our Caniac bet since I gave you 14-1 odds on Tiger, which I still think is a good value. Unfortunately, it just sometimes even when the odds are in your favor, the bet doesn't work out. I also, for those of you that don't follow on Twitter, lost at 15-1 to Brian Johnson, our fantasy football friend. Brian chose to donate the money to Fantasy Cares, so they got a nice donation in the name of, he wanted the donation made in the name of Brian and Tiger. So Fantasy Cares got a donation from Brian and Tiger. So you still haven't told me how you want to get paid.
Well, I think I got, I think I'm going to use in-store credit there on mine.
Okay.
To take care of that. But, yeah, I don't know. It was cool in the moment, but I was like, man, if I was on the opposite side of that, I'd have to like send you a $140 Gaines gift card. I'd feel pretty crappy.
Well, I was honest to God, I was hoping Brian would opt for the gift. Like, I was hoping you'd both opt for the gift card because I wanted to walk into Gaines and walk out of there with $290 in gift cards just to see the look on the person's face, right? So
just like, hey, Gaines, do you guys take Bovada like credit? Can you just wire this from my account?
Exactly. Well, Gaines is like the Bitcoin of the Twitter gambling community around the power trip, so
it's true. Yeah, Canes is a currency.
I love it. Well, the other bet that happened this week was the Warriors versus the Field. So Corey offered that up. He said, I will give you guys the Field and give them odds at 2-1 since the Warriors were basically 2-1 favorites entering the playoffs. So Chris and Meat Sauce took advantage of that, and they both put up $50 to Corey's $100. And then our good friend Tommy got involved as well, as he is often wont to do when there is a bet on the table.
Jesus. And then, Corey, I'll take my 50 against your 100 for the NBA with the Field. Will you do that still?
What, with the Warriors?
Yeah.
Book it.
Okay. Power still? Trip bets, you're on that. Yeah.
Wow.
Suave, do you want in?
Thank you.
No.
And then, last Friday?
I had to leave that little tease there at the end for your thoughts later on. Oh, last Friday? So we've got Tommy, Sauce, and Chris all on the Field, and Corey's on the Warriors. So I haven't watched any NBA playoffs. I've been way too busy watching NHL playoffs. So looks like the Warriors are doing okay so far, but they've had injuries and they've had a loss, so it's far from a lock that they're going to win it.
I mean, what could go wrong with a number one seed in a professional playoffs as a 2-1 favorite? I mean,
yeah,
get swept in the first round.
I was going to say, ask the Lightning and the Flames about the number one seed.
Yeah, yikes. Wow. Yeah. NBA basketball. Get this. I was so bored the other night. I watched the entire game 3 of Jazz Rockets.
Yeah.
And it was actually awesome. I mean, Rubio's out there, so you got a little eye candy, but the game was actually awesome. And then Harden like was 0-15. He like didn't make a field goal until like the last 5 minutes. Anyways, that was a really huge waste of time. And NBA basketball playoffs don't really entice me.
Not at all. I'm totally on the NHL, not just because I have money on. Even if I didn't have money on every NHL game, I'd still be watching way more of the NHL than the NBA, just because it's so wide open in the NHL. It's a lot of fun. But we'll do a separate podcast about the old NHL betting. So
yes,
once the round one is over. So all right, well, let's get ready for the quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right, players, it's time for the quotes of the week. And surprisingly, all three show regulars will be represented.
Ooh.
All right. Well, we will start at number 3 with the newly turned 39-year-old Corey Cove.
Like, let's just say Chris's ass crack when he's standing up is like Tom Selleck laying down on a couch.
That's a visual.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, he really Corey really painted a picture with that one.
Oh yeah.
And at number 2 this week, it's the original version of Meat Sauce.
Let me just point out the thing everyone in their car is screaming. When hockey's giving you gambling advice to slow down, you have an issue.
Well,
That really probably should have been one because, I mean, how preposterous is that? The guy, I mean, granted, he is very good at slots. He's a very skilled slots player. You know, he does a lot of homework and research and
he's
a
pro.
Puts in a lot of hard work. But when Chris Hockey tells you to slow down on gambling, funny.
That's a sign.
Yeah, that was really funny. All right, and at number one this week, it goes out to my main man, Zogsley.
What's your grandpa say about boobs, Hawk?
Slap him around, see what happens.
That's paraphrasing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Old Grandpa Hockey. Was it Vernie? Is that he refers to his name?
Old Vernie.
Oh, God. I can only imagine the stories that man could tell.
Oh, dear. Yeah, Chris has relayed several of his stories, and yeah, I'm sure there's more where that came from.
Exactly. All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
This week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do Audio Tommy's Takes, and then we're going to play our game that is not the initials game. All right. Well, it's been a while since we've done Tommy's Takes. We've had Vegas happen. We've had an off week. We've had just lots of different things going on. And so I thought it would be absolutely appropriate to just simply pull audio clips for this Tommy's Takes. Because there's just something about hearing that little guy's voice that really makes these takes a lot better. So I pulled seven of them that are brilliant over the last several weeks. The first one goes way back to February, and it's when he attacked Ben Lieber for his take on cheese curds, forgetting that it wasn't Ben Lieber that had that take.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Ben, I usually agree with you on everything, okay?
Oh, no.
And you're a super smart guy.
Sure, you don't need a disclaimer. It's okay to disclaim.
Just say what you disagree with.
How the hell are cheese curds bad?
Oh, my God. Did I really say cheese curds?
You said that last week.
So you don't like cheese curds.
That was Rosie. I didn't say that.
I thought Ben said that, too.
No.
I had to listen, Tom.
Who did say that? Was it Rosie?
Someone did.
I certainly did. Yeah, it was Rosie. Rosie doesn't like him. That's right.
Rosie doesn't like
him. Oh, that's right. You're right. It was Rosie.
Yeah,
okay, sorry for coming at you.
So you do like cheese curds.
See, now you guys
take
agree on everything.
Notes.
You take better notes. Step the F off, right?
Well, then I was gonna follow it up with a compliment.
I love that walk up to it. He's just like, Ben, like, I've always thought of you like as a role model, and you know, I love you with all my heart, but fuck you for not liking cheese curds.
Exactly. It's just like he burst out with his take. So.
And then like, quick twitch, just flips around and says, oh, it wasn't me. Oh, never mind.
Oh. Never mind. I was going to compliment you too, Ben. I love that at the end. Like, don't forget, I was going to give you a compliment.
I love you.
All right. Well, one of the things I love about Tommy's Takes is just my favorite ones, honestly, are the ones where he's so excited or he's giggling through the entire take because he's remembering exactly how funny it was. This was a take he had back in February as well about a joke that Hawk made, and he can barely get through this.
Yeah. Corey, you said to Hawk last week, right?
Yeah.
You go, well, Hawk, you hate tight places, right? And Hawk goes, well.
Right.
Is
that the whole bit?
That was it.
Okay.
Like, they didn't even know. He was laughing so hard through the whole thing, they didn't even realize that was the end of his little bit. Oh, that was brilliant.
So good.
Just giggling through the whole thing. The next one I pulled was right before Vegas, and they were talking about Tommy had a pretty hot take on hotel mirrors.
Paul, you said you caught a great angle in a great lit mirror in a hotel.
There's in Vegas, yes.
Nothing better than hotel mirrors.
So you've been to the Planet Hollywood. You know
they have the best mirrors in the world.
Thank you.
And you can look to the right.
Yes.
And you look skinny.
Yes.
Yes. And you get amped.
I stood with my thumb-sized crank out and just stared at myself, like, and turned different angles. I'm like, I look so hot.
You.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I love it.
So did you get amped when you looked at yourself at the Planet Hollywood mirror?
No. No, especially not after the St. Cloud State game and the tears.
I loved how Tommy like found a soulmate with meat sauce there, and he's like, yes, you get so amped.
It's just that those little connections to all of his random like weird shit that he does, like wiping backwards. Me too.
Oh, so brilliant. And then the next one. Now this one, I didn't know whether this would qualify as an official Tommy's Takes, because obviously Tommy has his own segment on Thursdays to go over his takes. Well, on Friday, he called in during the last segment following initials with a Tommy's Take that he did live on a Friday. But it's still a take, so I think it qualifies. And I nearly drove off the road laughing.
I'm sorry. Hotline rang real quick. Could you punch up Tommy Olsen on line 7, please?
Hi, T.O.
Hey, gang. I can't stop laughing. Chris, that line about Bandersnatch, Mr. White, genius.
Thank you, T.O.
Well, that's like an instant replay Tommy's Takes. He can't even wait till next Thursday to say it.
That was too good. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
How you start a good weekend right there. That's great.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye, Tommy.
God, I would adopt him. Right now, I would adopt that man.
He has to call the hotline because the joke was so funny.
I know. It was so funny, too, because it was like, it wasn't, you know, really a take where it's like, oh, you know, I would have said this or I would have. It made him laugh so hard that he had to call Hawk and tell him that it made him laugh so hard.
That's why we love him.
Absolutely. Okay, Tommy's next take is a great one, too. This was actually from the Fargo show where Tommy showed up. I was actually going to text you the night before going, I guarantee you Tommy shows up in Fargo, because I thought it was very suspicious that he wasn't there on Thursday and didn't even phone in Tommy's takes. And I'm like, because even if he had big boy job or whatever, he would still call in with Tommy's takes. And so I was just about to text you Thursday night and then flip it on Friday morning, and sure enough, there's Tommy.
Of course, right in the belly of the beast. Sounded like he liked it, too.
Oh, yeah, he had a good time. I mean, he's, you know, obviously going to have his grudges against the football team, but he's a good sport and showed up and had fun, so it was awesome. And he loves doing his Tommy's Takes in front of a live audience, and so the next three are all from the Fargo show, including this first one where Tommy talked about gaining weight.
Oh, getting fat? So easy.
It's so easy.
Honestly.
No way.
No, it's so easy. You said, and then you guys got into, I can put a lot of weight on. I guarantee, the most I've ever put on was like 26 pounds in a weekend.
In a weekend, right.
After I've lost all this weight.
Unreal.
But I guarantee any weekend I could put 20 plus on easily.
What's...
That's so ridiculous. Like, to think of that.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, 26 pounds in a weekend.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. You're fat.
Meat sauce robot over here.
Absolutely, yep. His next take was still some kind of food related. He had a great take on grilled cheese.
Oh, Jason said, so Jason Zucker, how he makes his grilled cheese and he puts butter on the inside?
Inside.
Only way to do it.
Are you nuts?
That's the way I grew up.
So do you butter both sides or only on the inside?
Honestly, Age, I've never made one. My mom.
Oh, jeez.
And
brilliant.
I love you. You're so cute.
You're the best.
Back in
Tommy,
literally
that photo of you in fourth grade would never lead me to believe you buttered all sides of your grilled cheeses.
That was first grade.
It was first grade.
Andy
Reid.
Those days. I used to, for lunch, I used to have just butter sandwiches, white bread and butter.
Oh, that's so good.
Man, that was good. And then I'd have Cheetos and I'd open it up and put Cheetos in there.
Oh, the old Cheetos butter sandwich.
Sure. So good. Really good for the love handles. Real good.
There's so much to digest out of just that.
Oh my God.
30 seconds.
My favorite part is when he goes, honestly, Age, I never made one. Of course, I bet to this day his mom still makes him grilled cheese sandwiches.
Of course.
Hopefully she gives Old Bay the recipe.
Pass it on for generations.
Yeah, the secret Olsen family recipe for grilled cheese. But yeah, can't you just picture a first grade Tommy with his little butter sandwich stuffing the Cheetos in there?
I just keep thinking of like Tommy Boy. like when they do the, they show him like as a kid, like that's Tommy's kid.
Oh God, oh he's the best. And I finished it off with, you know, we said earlier, I love the ones where he could barely even get the take out because he's laughing so hard. That happened again in Fargo, and it was one of the better moments.
Oh,
Gore,
when we were talking about Notre Dame burning down, and he goes, a lot of old wood there, and you go, oh, Rosie's there.
Jesus. Old wood.
Old wood. Oh, Rosie's there? Oh, brilliant. Oh, God, I love Tommy. And so that's your audio Tommy's takes for the last couple of months. I love doing the audio takes because his takes are hilarious, but it's so much better to hear Tommer's voice when we're doing it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, next up, we are going to play Initials. So we'll go live to our good friends Smitty Oom and Cardboard Charlie and play the first ever Initial game. All right, we are thrilled to be joined by Smitty Oom and Cardboard Charlie on the podcast. We are going to play a game. Now, we promised you this was nothing like the Initials game that they play 8:20 on Fridays. Nothing like that at all. And, you know, we struggled to come up with a name for this. But, you know, I think since it's the first time that we've ever played this game, I think we'll just call it the Initial game. Since it's the first time, the initial time, we'll just go with the initial game. And here to host the initial game for us is none other than Smitty Oom.
Hey, thank you, Power Trip Bets. It is time to play the initial game on the Bets and Quotes podcast, presented by Smitty Oom. This is how it works. I have 12 items. They could be people, places, things, phrases. This is going to be key tonight, guys. Pay attention. Their initials all have something in common. You three gentlemen do not know what that is right now, but you'll find out in just a few seconds. I'll start reading clues. As soon as you know who or what I'm describing, yell out your name. Your name is your buzzer. If you get it right, you get the point. If you get it wrong, you're out for the remainder of just that item. So, do you guys have any sponsors tonight? Bets, you have a sponsor?
I do. If I win tonight, you can go to Raising Cane's, tell them Power Trip Bets sent you, and you can either get two pieces of toast instead of coleslaw or two coleslaws instead of a piece of toast.
Ooh.
Sounds fantastic. How about you, Quotes? What if you win?
Well, if I win, you can go to the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas and get two for $4 Trulies. Just say Quotes won.
And how about you, Cardboard Charlie?
All right, if I win, you go ahead and call Lawyer Lambert, who will briefly tell you to stop breaking the law, asshole.
Brilliant.
All right, I hope you win.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Before we get started, though, guys, since your name is your buzzer and one of your names is the nickname of one of your other names, I think we need to make sure we know who is who here. So, Betts, do you want to be Chuck or Betts tonight?
I'll be Betts.
Okay, and then Dave, you want to be Quotes?
Be Quotes.
And then Charlie, you just Charlie then?
I'll be Cardboard.
Cardboard. Sounds good. Nice ring to that. All right. All right. So the initials for tonight are, this is a little bit of a twist on the usual initials game. The initials are actually triple initials.
Ooh. What?
Okay. I hate Which triple means initials.
The items.
I never win at triple initials.
The initials may not all have the same initials, but they all will have at least three initials that are all the same. So, for example, something like Red Rocks Resorts or something like yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to give too many examples because you might be thinking of some of these already. And then I'll put the disclaimer. In some of the cases, like something like the Civilian Conservation Corps, they may be better known for the initials CCC. So if you just know the initials, that's okay too. That will be accepted. Does that sound good? You guys understand?
I got it.
I think we got it.
All right. Well, in that case, I don't have the luxury of the soundboard and all the special effects, so I'll do my best to recreate it. But here we go, guys. Triple initials. Item number one. Clue number one. First opened in 1971. Clue number two. Its original name would not qualify for today's initials game theme. Clue number three. By 1985, there were 17 stores in New York and California.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Tip Top Tux.
That is incorrect. Quotes is out for the remainder of item number one. That was a good guess, though.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think I finished. Did I finish clue four in 1985? Its name was changed to reflect its expanding range of supplies. Clue number five. Competitors include Target, IKEA, and Pottery Barn. Last but not least, clue number six. Sells goods for use in two specific rooms, as well as the kitchen and dining room.
Pets.
I heard cardboard first.
All right.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond is correct.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
All right. Cardboard with the early lead, 1-0. Item number two of triple initials. Clue number one, debuted in 1992.
Bets.
Bets, wow.
World Wide Web.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
Bets, you are out for the remainder of item number two. Clue number two, sample songs by James Brown and Peter Gabriel. Clue number three is known primarily for its easy-to-remember chorus. Clue number four was Ken Griffey Jr.'s walk-up song in 1995. Clue number five, music video was directed by Spike Lee with appearances by Queen Latifah, Eazy-E, Crisscross, and Tupac.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Oh, wait. I think it breaks the rules, but N.W.A.
It's the same.
Incorrect.
Good guess, Open Space.
Way to answer with initials.
This game sucks.
All right, Charlie, you get a free shot at question number six here. Earned a Grammy for Best Rap Performance by Duo or Group for Naughty by Nature.
Oh,
five,
God.
Four, three, two, one.
No idea.
Hip Hop Hooray.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I was afraid of that. There might be a couple of those tonight. We'll see how this goes.
Are you sure it wasn't NWA?
I don't believe that follows the rules of my own game. No. All right, here we go. Item number three of triple initials. Charlie still holds a 1-0 lead. Clue number one, founded in 1912. Clue number two, based in Arlington, Virginia.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Ku Klux Klan.
That is incorrect. Quotes is out for the remainder of item number three. Not a bad guess, though. Clue number three brings in $215 million in revenue each year. Clue number four has one of the top 1,000 most viewed websites in the United States. Clue number five is regularly under fire for giving better ratings to groups that pay a membership fee.
Oh.
Last but not least, clue number six. In 2009, updated their satisfactory/unsatisfactory ratings to the school style A through F rating system. Five, four, three, two, one.
And no idea.
No idea.
If I tell you the initials are BBB, does that help?
Better Business Bureau.
Yep, you got it. Nobody. Wow. Okay, so these are tough. I actually started with a couple tough ones. I think we'll get hopefully the rest of these.
I thought Mr. Z was screaming at his microphone. Rotten Tomatoes. Oh wait, that's not triple letters.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this isn't an epic failure. Item number four. Clue number one. Has three children. Clue number two. Lives in Detroit. Clue number three. His neighbor is named Wilson W. Wilson. Clue number four. He loves cars, sports.
Cardboard. Tim Toolman Taylor.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that. Home Improvement.
Genius.
Well done.
All right. Charlie is running away with this one. 2-0 after four items.
I feel like I should get like a quarter of a point for every wrong guess I get.
Well, if you actually use triple initials, we'll give you the quarter point.
Okay. Fair point.
Details. All right, here we go. Item number five of triple initials. Number one. This is the name of a 1999 rock album. Clue number two. In computer programming is a warning of problematic or misleading code. Clue number three is the name of a movie trilogy. Clue number four is a classification of film. Clue number five was a Super Bowl played between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And clue number six is the Roman numeral representation of 30.
Betts. XXX.
I do believe Betts was first, so I'm glad you said the right answer, Betts. That is correct.
I was trying to think of something that XXX stood for. I didn't know that that was like the actual answer, so that's why I was a little confused.
Yeah, a little bit of wiggle room on this category, so I'm glad you got that one because that is correct.
All right.
All right, so Charlie with a 2-1-0 lead over Betts and quotes bringing in the rear end with zero so far.
Boy, Chuck, how did you know that? How did you come up with XXX? That's weird.
Well,
it was in my search browser on my
Lucky.
So proud of you.
All right, here we go. Item number six of triple initials. Charlie Silwin is leading 2-1. Clue number one, originally published in 1929. Clue number two was used in the first Looney Tunes cartoon short in 1930. Clue number three was revived in 1967 and again in 1968. Clue number four has been hummed or sung in Lost in Space and The Facts of Life, among others. Clue number five is played every year at a flower festival parade in Holland, Michigan. And clue number six, even though it only reached number 17 for Tiny Tim, it became his signature song. I heard Betts first.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Correct.
Never heard of it in my life.
Yeah,
this game's rigged.
NWA.
The game's rigged, says the person tied for first place. All right, halfway through the game. It's still anybody's game, but Charlie and Betts are tied with 2 points to quotes zero. Here we go. Item number seven of triple initials. Clue number one is named after a location. Clue number two is named after a person. Clue number three was a TV series from 1965 to 1969. Clue number four.
Betts. Tora.
Incorrect. Betts, you are out of the remainder of item number seven. Clue number four was a song in 1988. Clue number five was a movie in 1999.
I'll just take a shot at quotes.
Quotes?
Girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls is incorrect. Which means, Charlie, you've got free reign at question number six, or clue number six, which
although that would have been one hell of a TV series.
Yeah, I'm something I'd want to watch.
Clue number six is, was also a Will Smith song in 1999.
Wow.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Miami. I don't know. I can't think what his songs all were.
Dave, did you figure it out?
Is it Wild Wild West?
It is Wild Wild West.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Oh, boy. So three unanswered. These are. I'm finding out that I'm writing clues that are too hard.
I think it's the triple initials that are throwing me off. But
you're the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I don't think Unanswered has ever won initials before, so this could be epic.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Unanswered is leading 3-2 to 2-0. We'll see if we can change that up. Item number eight of triple initials. Here we go. Clue number one. These initials are displayed at nearly every Major League Baseball game. Clue number two, founded in 1866. Clue number three, appeared in O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Quotes.
Quotes.
AKK.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get it after you guessed it before. The Ku Klux Klan is correct.
Yes! I got one! Good guys.
All right, moving on. Now we have Betts and Charlie tied at two quotes with one with well within striking distance with, what do we have, four items left to go. Here we go, item number nine. Clue number one, his name is Paul Michael Levesque. Clue number Betts. Two. Betts.
Triple H.
Wow, very good.
Again, Hockey would be so proud of you.
Yes, that's for you, Hawk.
Wow.
What was his finishing move?
I don't know.
The pedigree.
There you go. That was clue number five.
Nice.
Let's go.
He was also friends with Lemmy from Motorhead. That's fascinating.
Wow.
You wasted so much time preparing that.
I did. I feel Corey's pain at this point. By the way, no matter what, we're doing the tiebreakers tonight. I don't care if it's a tie or not. All right. Well, that brings us to question number 10. Betts pulls into the lead 3 points to Charlie's two and quotes one. Betts is currently tied with unanswered questions. So here we go. Yes. Item number 10 of triple initials. Clue number one. Born in South Dakota in 1911. Clue number two, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1980. Clue number three, was a U.S. Senator from 1949 to 1964. Clue number four, his middle name was Horatio.
Betts.
Betts.
Herbert Horatio Hoover.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You are out for the remainder of...
Quotes.
Quotes?
Hubert Horatio Humphrey.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Well
done. Yes! Still alive.
Nice.
Thank you, Dome Dogs.
Boy, we've got, this is about as close as it could be. Betts is ahead 3-2 with only two items left. We may need the tiebreaker after all. Here we go. Item number 11 of triple initials. Clue number one. It was first associated with surfing in 1992.
Betts.
Go ahead, Betts.
WWW World Wide Web.
That is correct. Well done.
Boom!
One.
That's the win, right?
Victory. That's the winner. Absolutely. Betts wins the first contest. Of course, we got to play for our sponsors here, so we got to go to item number 12.
You're welcome, all you Caniacs out there.
That's right. Item number 12 of triple initials. Clue number one is, The original goal was to harvest corundum from Crystal Bay. Item number two, the first president was Henry S. Bryan. Clue number three, in the 40s, created products for use in World War II. Clue number four.
Oh, cardboard.
Betts got it first.
3M.
3M, yep. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing is correct. Betts adds lemon juice to the cut of the other contestants.
Yes.
Well done, Betts.
Thank you.
When you win, do you go riding, Betts?
Oh, no, I'm getting something queued up. Don't worry.
I was hoping we didn't have to hear about Jerry.
Oh, you won't.
Well, that's good. I've got a couple tiebreakers. I think I only want to do one of them because I think it'll be the most interesting. So if you guys would humor me with one tiebreaker. So this is our first after party doing the tiebreaker here for no reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. After party, Betts and quotes, tiebreaker. Here we go.
Tiebreaker number one. So you motherfuckers can swear as much as you want.
Yeah, we can fucking swear now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Clue number one of tiebreaker number one. I've only got three clues. This should go pretty fast. This was a phrase spoken in a 1988 movie. Clue number two. You may have a superstitious and irrational reason not to win with this item.
Betts.
Betts?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Very good. You are locked in tonight, sir. Well done. Wow.
All right, and when we win, oh, I got to get it queued up. When we win, we play Warrant. All right, that's for you too, Hawk.
remember when I thought that was Whitesnake that sung that song?
Yes, and I got offended.
classic 90s generation mix-up.
All right, well, hey, Smitty, that was awesome. Well done with those clues. You. That was fantastic.
That was great.
Thank you. After the no answers on the first five, I was a little bit worried.
I was practicing all week for just two initials, and then you throw three in there, of course.
That was a really good twist. Yeah, it was an absolutely great twist on it. So, and obviously they were great clues because, you know, the right person won. So,
well, I forgot to drop in there. Great clues. Great clues.
Great clues. All right. Well, let's see if anybody starts a tradition of like kicking their chair and throwing their headphones and slamming their headphones down.
Well, win or lose, we booze, right?
Exactly. Win or lose, we booze. That's right. All right. Well, thanks, guys, so much for joining. We will definitely do this again in the future. We have some other game ideas, too. But, Smitty, you're a great host, and maybe you'll be on the list. You know, it's like the successor to the president, the successor to Corey Cove. You know, you might be, like, number six or seven on that list now.
Wow, right behind Paul Georgian.
That's right. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was fun.
All right, well, that was a blast. We're definitely going to have to play a second round of the initial game.
Yeah, shout out NWA.
Shout out NWA.
I clearly wasn't listening when the rules were being said.
I'm kind of
the meat sauce of the show, and I'm proving that tonight.
It was three initials at least, but they weren't quite all the same last time I checked. Uh-oh, so. No. That was great. Thanks to Smitty and Cardboard Charlie for playing that game with us. They are awesome. So, all right. Well, we are going to give our trivia answer to last episode's trivia question. So, Dave, you want to recap what that was and give us the answer?
All right. So the trivia question was: Chris Hockey was the lead singer of the band RYZ in his early 20s. What was the name of their most popular song?
All right. And what was the answer to that rather difficult question?
The answer was Wicked Ways.
Wicked Ways, the hit by RYZ. And how did that go?
It was something burning with a desire.
She eats my heart. Burn it to the ground. And that's just wicked ways of my woman.
You need to wear a mullet when you sing.
Yeah, and Hawk was just super horny, so.
Was?
It was kind of hard to find on the internet. I thought I had it bookmarked in my phone from like 4 years ago, but that was actually a genius song. I actually really appreciate that song.
And as always, we like to name a winner for the trivia question, but unfortunately, everybody that guessed incorrectly. So
that means I win.
Just a matter of like, what, 3 episodes after you said you were going to make the trivia questions a little bit easier, you managed to stump everybody. So.
Well, you don't want to get, you know, I mean, there's literally dozens and dozens of people who listen to this podcast. So it's like, we don't want to flood our inboxes full of, you know, 4 or 5 answers or emails to list read through.
There's a few more than dozens, but yeah. Yeah, Maya, and I've got Gmail, so I can handle the replies. So, all right. Yeah, because we had a lot of a ton of responses for the question before that, but yeah, I think we'll make it a little easier for the next one. So we'll tune in next week and have a trivia question for you guys then. So so that'll do it for this week's episode. Dave, since I rushed through the opener to get to the breaking news, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
And you're over that 10,000 follower mark now, so you're in Lawyer Lambert company.
I just hit 10K today. Thank you all for following. Never thought it would turn into what it has, and it's fun rubing it up.
And I, of course, immediately blocked you to drop you to 99.99, but then you got back over. All right, and I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. I'm still looking for that 10K mark. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Eat balls.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.